Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And my last recipe for you this week is a really cool recipe. And, you know, I kind of did this by accident, and it turned out to be an absolute hit. So it's one of those things that, you know what, you try doing it and it works out and it becomes part of your culinary repertoire. But I think this is one that you guys are really going to love. This is my recipe for grilled broccoli steak. Now you're wondering, is he going to put steak with broccoli? Anybody can do that. And you are right. Anybody can do that. So we're not doing that. We are actually going to cook the steak as if it was a piece of broccoli. Or the broccoli as it was a piece of steak. Sometimes you get a little tongue-tied here with this. But it's really cool because what we're going to do is we're going to take our broccoli. But let me say this first. It is a nice day here in Visalia, California. So it's definitely a grilling day. And once again, we're coming at you from beautiful Quail Park here in Visalia, California. So what we're going to need are two broccoli crowns. We're going to cut those completely in half. Now, with those broccoli crowns cut in half, I'm going to take 4 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar from Modena, Italy. Now, you're wondering, how are we going to get Italian balsamic here, Chef? I got good news for you. I get mine from Rosenthal Olive Ranch. You should do the same because this vinegar is out of this world. It's super thick. It just blends well with everything, and it just goes amazing with broccoli. I'm going to put 2 shallots that we're going to mince up. And I'm going to go ahead and put those in a bowl. 2 garlic cloves that we're going to mince up as well. I don't recommend using garlic paste for this because it will adhere too much to the broccoli and it will burn. But if it's minced up, this is going to do the trick, I promise. And it's going to stick to that balsamic, your shallots and your garlic. I always put a little bit of salt and pepper to taste. I do 4 teaspoons of liquid smoke. I always like to say tablespoons because I do a lot of tablespoon work. But you know what? For this particular recipe, 4 teaspoons of liquid smoke. And we're going to put one on each different half of the broccoli. So you should have 4 halves right in front of you. And then I'm going to just put a little bit of brown sugar. Now, the way this works, it's very simple. I want a nice hot grill. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to put these beautiful broccolis. We're going to, when we cut them in half, that flat surface that's going to be right in the middle is what we're going to put down first. Once we put some good color on that, I'll go ahead and turn them over. But if we put them right on our florets, what's going to happen is they're going to burn really fast. We don't want that. But all we're really doing is we're just cooking this really quick. And once we start to see good color on it, it's done. It takes about 8 minutes total. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.